The move largely mirrored what Governor Scott Walker wanted for the next 2-year budget. But while Walker's plan would sunset, the committee's plan would keep going. Starting in 2013, it would limit levy increases to just 1.5%. Republican Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend said it was sensitive to the concerns of seniors in his district.
In my part of the state, people would like to have their property taxes stay even for at least a couple years because that's what's happened with their Social Security payments.
But Democratic Senator Bob Jauch said that while this plan might be popular in Grothman's district, that didn't mean it should apply to every city and county, regardless of their circumstances.
This is big government instituting bad decisions, imposing bad decisions on smaller government, whether it's good for them or not.
Jauch said the plan would limit the ability of local governments to respond to communities' needs, whether that meant fixing fewer potholes or scheduling fewer snow plowing hours next winter. But Republicans said communities could still increase their taxes if voters approve a referendum. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.